Hi guys, welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. My name is Kelsey Lane Davidson and I am your host. So in today's episode, I'm kind of going to be sharing with you how my last couple days have went, which has been like you put me in a blender and pressed pulse and you've not let anything settle. It has truly been a absolute hot mess. I had my whole day planned out on Monday, had everything that I wanted to accomplish, and then I received a text message and realized that I couldn't read a schedule and I had to be at one of my other jobs. So I had to drop everything that I was doing midway through my morning routine and had to start preparing for a day outside the house, which can really like kill your vibe if that's what you're doing. And I was super frustrated, but I just had to look at the positives of the situation and really think about it and go, you know, I am blessed that I get to do a good portion of my work online. I am blessed that I have these little side jobs to help my family and to continue to bring an income into our household. AJ and I do have student loan debt, so that's something that we're working toward eliminating. And I took these additional jobs just to help with income and just to provide more money coming into the house to help pay for those and just have a little bit more stability while I'm growing my business. It's not easy because that takes away some time that I can work on my own projects, but I also know that right now, it's important for us to work as a team to make it happen, and I know that it's not forever, but you know, the good thing is the jobs that I'm doing, I really, really enjoy, and I really, really enjoy helping them with their purpose, and it allows me to get out of the house and help people and meet other people. So even if I, retain any of those, they're really good for helping me work outside the house. But the point of this podcast is I really want to share with you the steps I took with moving past that frustration and anger of having that time taken away from me. So step one is you need to really let yourself feel what you're feeling. Do not like ignore that feeling. So just allow yourself to feel anger, upset, frustration, whatever the case may be, just let it all out. And once you've had time to let that go, then the next thing you need to do is you need to look at your game plan for the day. So I like to like write out my plan for the day. I usually do it in Google Calendar or my Passion Planner, or I have like a little thing of best self. And so I just move some things around and I move my priorities around for the day. So that way I can still make sure they get done, but I still have time for my family. And the next thing I had to do was I had to get ready for that day that I was going to be out of the house all day. So I had to make sure I had my breakfast, I had some coffee, I had to have two sets of clothes because I had one set for job number one and one set for job number two, and make sure I have all the meals for the day because I'm not going to be home the rest of the day. So I took 5-10 minutes to do all of that and make sure I had everything packed in a bag. And then the last step I took was to take action and just stay calm through the entire process and just remember that everything happens for a reason and that's okay. Something that I'm going to be doing as a result of this occurring is I'm going to make sure that I'm picking out my clothes for the entire week ahead of time. I make sure that I plug everything into my Google Calendar so that way I know where I need to be and when. And also I keep my to-do list very, very small and simple now as a result. And that's a really good thing because that way I can really focus my energy on the tasks that really need to be done. And I can really serve everybody that I want to serve because they will have my undivided attention. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this short little podcast. I have more content coming very soon, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye!